שלום, אנחנו לומדים מספר פסח בעמוד
200. Hello, we're reading the article, The Need. The article is called The Need for an Act from Below. The Need for an Act from Below, article number 921, Rabash, starting with the words, we need to understand. Please. We know, it is known that the purpose of creation is to do good to the created beings. And this is why pleasure, the desire for pleasure, was instilled in man. And therefore, the evil inclination is called king, for it governs this force that bestows pleasure upon the person. And due to them, a person becomes enslaved to them. And the evil inclination is the king. This power of giving pleasure is the governance of the evil inclination, and man is in exile under its governance. But while it has nothing to give to a person, it has no control whatsoever over a person. Also, if man could relinquish his pleasures, he would also not be enslaved to it. Hence, in the exile in Egypt, when Pharaoh bestowed his pleasures upon them, they were enslaved to Pharaoh and could not emerge from the exile. But after they acted, meaning awakened to emerge from the exile, since this act is regarded as choosing the Creator, the Creator broke his powers above, meaning took from him the pleasures with which he enslaved the people of Israel. When he has nothing to give, it is considered that the Creator breaks his power and burns him in the river of fire. That is, he took from him all his influence. It follows that the Sitra Achra has nothing with which to control a person. For this reason, they could emerge from the exile. At that time, they entered the domain of Gdusha, meaning began to feel a good taste in the power of bestowal. It follows that then they became servants of Gdusha. Thus, what controls a person is pleasure, and a slave is one who is enslaved to the pleasure. When people's pleasure comes from reception, they're called Pharaoh's servants. But if the pleasure comes from bestowal, they are called the Creator's servants. But without pleasure, it is impossible to exist. A person cannot break the pleasure. Only the Creator can break it by taking from it the abundance, so he has nothing to give the creatures. This is called breaking the power of the Sitra Achra. All that one needs is to discover that he wants the force of bestowal and to ask the Creator to give him that force. This is called choice. This is called choice on the part of man, and only this is regarded as awakening from below.
Look at how Rabash tells us clear words, clear cuts, precise definitions, just like a science. Read it again.
Okay, so we will read again. To understand all the above, it is known that the purpose of creation is to do good to his creations. For this purpose, a desire to receive pleasure has been imprinted within man, and this power controls a person. This is why the evil inclination is called king, since it controls with this power, meaning it gives man pleasures, and because of them, a person becomes enslaved to it, and is as a slave, while the evil inclination is the king. This power of giving pleasure is the governance of the evil inclination, and man is in exile under its governance. But wealth has nothing to give to a person. It has no control whatsoever over a person. Also, if man could relinquish his pleasures, he would also not be enslaved to it. Hence, in the exile in Egypt, when Pharaoh bestowed his pleasures upon them, they were enslaved to Pharaoh and could not emerge from the exile. But after they acted, meaning awakened to emerge from the exile, since this act is regarded as choosing, the Creator broke his powers above, meaning took from him the pleasures with which he enslaved the people of Israel when he has nothing to give. It is considered that the Creator breaks his power and burns him in the river of fire. That is, he took from him all of his influence. It follows that the Sitra Achra has nothing with which to control a person. For this reason, they could emerge from the exile. At that time, they entered the domain of Kedusha, meaning began to feel a good taste in the power of bestowal. It follows that then they became servants of the Kedusha. Thus, what controls a person is pleasure, and a slave is one who is enslaved to the pleasure. When people's pleasure comes from reception, they're called Pharaoh's servants. But if the pleasure comes from bestowal, they're called the Creator's servants. But without pleasure, it is impossible to exist. A person cannot break the pleasure. Only the Creator can break it by taking from it the abundance, so he has nothing to give the creatures. This is called breaking the power of the Sitra Achra. All that one needs is to discover that he wants the force of bestowal and to ask the Creator to give him that force. This is called choice on the part of man. And only this is regarded as awakening from below.
No, nilech le'shilot. Im atem adayin lo ayifim.
So let's go to questions if you're not tired, but I think there's some sort of a tiredness over all of you. What are we going to do? We have at least half an hour more.
No, nilech le'tel Aviv.
Let's go to Tel Aviv 1.
How to increase pleasures of bestowal? In the will to receive, it's obvious. I go back to the same desire and enjoy it. In bestowal, it's not clear how you do it.
First of all, you never return to the same desire. There's no such thing. You can't go into the same river twice. But because we are in connection with the friends, and all of our kli is in the connection between us, then we're always in changing relationships between us, even though it doesn't seem that way to us. That could be because we're not so aware of the changes, but we are constantly changing all the time. Again, don't think of yourself as an individual, yourself, because you yourself don't exist. What exists is always only the relationships between us, not each of us individually, but between us, between each other. Florida.
Yes, Rav. I finally figured out how to ask a question from the previous passage. May I ask?
No.
Can?
Yeah.
So, this when we get above reason, we have this state of above reason. Is this how it happens? Is this how it happens in every correction, where we feel like we are above reason, and then the Creator has to, we have to borrow. Is this with every correction?
Ken, lo yechol leot tikun im lo lemala me'adat.
Yes. There cannot be connection if not above reason. This is first of all. The approach for the correction is already above reason. Except we don't yet understand what is above reason, above the intellect, feeling, above my egoistic will to receive, above my calculations. What is above reason? This I still don't really understand. Natanya.
No.
Does the Creator want for us to be His servants? Because He takes away the pleasure, our pleasure, from bestowal and reception.
We have to be above the pleasures themselves and be connected to the purpose of the pleasure or lack of pleasure. So what's important for us is to attain the goal. And then we use the pleasures or lack of pleasures as instruments to achieve the goal. And so the pleasure itself isn't the goal, but our goal is to bestow contentment upon the Creator. First of all, to grip on to it. Ashkelon.
At the end of the article, it says that a person has to only discover that what he wants is the power to bestow. Is this a necessary condition?
Yes. We have to reveal a need to bestow, a desire to bestow. We can't, we don't have it. Of course we don't. We should ask. Learn from the friends. I look at them and I see that each of them is doing something in bestowal, and I'm not. So through envy, I awaken, and I want to be like them. You know, it's like it's written, take out one of my eyes if you do to my neighbor, if you take out both of my neighbor's eyes. So the envy can take you out of the will to receive.
So what do you do in order to feel that?
Be jealous of the friends. Just imagine it to yourself, and I'm telling you seriously, that you are the worst. So believe me that you are the worst. Look at them and see that you are the worst. And then you will have the strength to advance. Naria. Where's our fat guy?
Naria.
Naria.
Hello, Rav. In regard to everything we just read about the awakening from below, is this the man of the righteous that raised the prayer of many? Is this what it's about, or I'm completely off here?
We will learn it. Man of the righteous, man of the wicked, we will learn it. Just learn with us what we are learning. There is no such thing as man of righteous here. What we just learned now. Hebrew 10.
No, ata tedaber o lo?
Are you going to talk or not?
Ma.
What?
Lo shomim otcha.
We can't hear you.
Lo shomim. Az
we can't hear you.
Akhshav?
Akhshav ken.
Rav, ma hevdel
ben. Now we can.
Od hapam?
Again?
Ma hevdel ben.
What's the difference between desire and chisaron?
The difference between desire and deficiency, chisaron, is that a desire is for something in general, but a chisaron, a deficiency or a lack, is for something specific. PT 31.
Rav, I'd like to ask for some advice where a person is in a state where he has no pleasure from reception or bestowal.
Meaning did.
Exactly.
Well, so you have to go into the society, see what's happening with the others, and through envy you will get the chisaron, the lack, from them. Good. It's actually good. Latin 5.
Hola, Rab.
Hola.
Hola.
Son dos preguntas en una. Los méritos que debemos tener para que el creador quite la influencia del faraón son de la decena o de cada uno de nosotros. ¿Y cuáles son esos méritos? Gracias.
What merits do we have to have in order for the Creator to deliver us from Pharaoh?
Only to want, and He will do. He really wants to help us. But there has to be an awakening on our part, that we too want Him to do this work. You understand? That's how it happens. What else do we have? Who else do we have that we didn't ask? PT 18.
It says in the article that therefore in the Egyptian exile, as Pharaoh gave them his pleasures, they were enslaved to him. The question is, it is known that a new king came who did not know Joseph and enslaved Israel. So what kind of pleasures did Pharaoh give them in order to enslave them?
What does it matter what pleasures, whatever they felt as a pleasure that they couldn't retire from? That's it.
But it says that Pharaoh gave the pleasures, actually.
Yes.
But he also enslaved them. He gave them really hard work.
No, I don't understand what you're saying.
It says in the second paragraph, therefore, in the Egyptian exile, as Pharaoh gave them his pleasures, they were enslaved to Pharaoh.
Yes.
And my question is, what pleasures did Pharaoh give to the people of Israel
What does it matter what pleasures? Whatever they wanted, according to the will to receive, and what it awakens. And they were connected to these pleasures and couldn't leave them. And even if it's difficult and they want to come out of the will to receive, they can't get out of the will to receive because it gives them pleasures into the will to receive, so they cannot retire.
So the work that the people of Israel were doing, this was pleasure for them?
Well, they didn't have a choice. There's pleasure that's pleasure, and that's pleasure when you're forced into it. How do we bring animals closer to ourselves? We give them food more and more and more, so they get used to it. And afterwards, they do what we want them to do.
True, but we give them food. Here it says that he gave them really hard work.
No, that's the work itself. This is what they thought, because they didn't want the work, but they wanted the pleasures. This is why they agreed to the work, just like you tame an animal.
Thank you, Rav.
PT-19.
Hello, Rav. You said that the goal is to give contentment to the Creator and not to be reliant on the pleasure itself. So how do you give the Creator contentment, if so?
To bring contentment to the Creator is to bring Him contentment. That's it. Now, how do I do it? By bringing contentment to the friends. How do I bring contentment to the friends? By seeing to their connection, and then I turn to the Creator and I ask to give them all kinds of pleasures because they are connected. So the Creator fills up the place between the friends, which is an empty place. It was a place of hatred before. They cleaned that place from hatred, and now there is no hatred there, but even giving and love, well, to some extent. And then I ask the Creator to fill up these places. With what does He fill it up? He Himself is bestowal and love, so He Himself becomes revealed among the friends.
Thank you.
PT-25.
What's the right way to understand that Pharaoh is giving pleasure, giving us pleasures? Work in the tent doesn't feel like pleasure. What do we exactly have to overcome here with pleasures?
If we want to discover the Creator and it's in the connection between us, truly between us, between me and the friend, between me and the friend, etc. So when we discover the Creator between us, let's imagine that we discover the Creator between us. We can't feel each other. We feel that the Creator fills the spaces between us. So why can't we imagine it? Try to feel more and more. He's between us even now. He's got no other place. But we don't feel Him. We even chase Him away if we repel one another. Do exercise it. Increase your sensitivity for it, that the Creator is between us. This is called the light entering the kli, the partsuf, because between the sfirot is the Creator. Each and every sfira doesn't have a connection with the other sfirot, because each sfira is its own quality, and one quality cannot be similar in any way to another quality. But each quality, when it wants to help the other quality in what it has and the other one doesn't, then there is a connection between the sfirot, bestowal between the sfirot, and then it becomes like the bestowal of the partsuf, and the Creator becomes revealed between them. Do you understand what sfirot are? There is no connection between the sfirot. We also learned Shoresh, root, 1, 2, 3, 4, and the four prinot, discernments of the direct light. Each prina is opposite from the other. And all the sfirot are even more opposite. And there, the light already shines. So in each and every sphira, there is an opposite desire from the previous one, in the previous adjacent sphira, and the light is opposite. One is chasadim, the other is chokhmah. It's the complete opposite. So what connection can there be between the sphirot? As between the friends, there cannot be any connection. What can be is a desire to do good to the other with what I have. That's it. So what happens? How can I do good to the other when I become Malchut and I ask the Creator to satisfy everyone else, to take care of everyone else, except me? I am Malchut. I am poor and meager. And that's how we build the Paltzuf.
One more question. What actions of bestowal are the friends doing that I can see, that I can be envious of?
When I ask the Creator for them, these are my acts of bestowal. That was PT 25, PT
29.
It's not enough to just mix flour and water, but you also have to bake it. So the river of fire, it's baking the cake.
I didn't
understand what he asked.
I'm not talking about the river of fire. Flour and water are enough, and that creates the dough. What do we do later? What do we put it in the oven? And what is the oven of love? We'll talk about it later. We're still not talking about it. Okay, now we're going to sing a song and move on to the next article.
Cuanto al corazón le gusta acaparar sobre su cuerpo animal. No se puede ir de este mundo así, pues toda su pasión está en él. Si el corazón elige a la divinidad, junto al grupo llega la amistad, entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. Shealev machlit sherotze elokut derech mutza megale chavarut veshamu yotze mitoch hagalut veofech et hanistar lagalui. חפץ תמיד לממש את הרצונות, למלא את כל הגחמות. כך ברא אותנו הטבע עם כל הרצונות והתכונות. ציל קורתון אל דיכי על הדיבינידה, חונטו על גרופו יקל המסתה, אנטונסס פודרה ללקסיליו סליר y lo que oculto está revelará. כשהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות, דרך קבוצה מגלה חברות, ושם הוא יוצא מתוך הגלות והופך את הנסתר לגלוי. ללו 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 שרוצה אלוקות דרך קבוצה מגלה חברות
entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará
שהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות
junto al grupo llega la amistad
ושם הוא יוצא
del exilio salir
והופך את הנסתר לגלות